You're awfully quiet today, as usual. What thoughts are you gathering this time? Is that why you're clenching your hand into a fist? I'm just wondering if the thing that you've been describing to me as sadness is really something else. Something that you might be holding in, afraid that it wouldn't be appropriate. But I'll say again, I'm your therapist, after all. It's my job to detect that kind of repression. Right. And you wouldn't feel safe testing me because of... what? Are you trying to make some assessment of what I can handle? What if it turns out that you've underestimated me? Who knows, maybe I'd take more offense to that. Oh. That's your fear, isn't it? You're testing the waters because you can't bear the thought of losing face in front of me. Well, are you happy? Are you happy that I have such power over you? Well, yes, acknowledging your frustrations is an important step towards your goal, but I'd like to go beyond just acknowledgments, okay? Frustration doesn't pop up out of nowhere for no reason. It doesn't really exist in a vacuum, am I right? So what is it that you're really afraid of me knowing? Uh-huh. And what makes me important to you? Is it that I feed you any kind of validation? Okay, I'd advise you to think again about that. I barely nod my head at your stories. Well, it's not like they have any real chance of impressing me, you know? In fact, you've said yourself that getting my approval is futile. That a well-educated young woman like me wouldn't have a sliver of interest in, what was that self, that negative self-talk again that you used, the phrase? Oh yeah, an unemployed, socially inept bum like you. That's correct, isn't it? So why do you care what I think? Unreal. Unreal. Tell me, does that feel like a relief to admit that the problem is you, quote, lusting after someone way out of your league who'd never steal a glance at you unless you paid her to listen to your pathetic conundrums? Sure. Keep staring at the carpet. It's expensive. Don't know if you could tell. Exclusive, even. And I paid for it myself. Does it hurt your ego that you're attracted to a young woman with a taste for things that you could never afford? Does it feel like you're not worth breathing the same air as me? Good. I'd like some further development on that. Well, the term lusting after someone sounds quite vague, after all, and frankly, rather archaic, if I say so myself. Wouldn't this call for a more detailed description of the things that you wish you could do to me, to my body? Are you thinking nice thoughts right now? Ah, yeah. White knights, again. You know, it's always cute that you thought getting through the simplest work of Dostoevsky might provoke something in me. Not to mention the fact that you identify with that protagonist in a sea of more interesting characters to choose from. Maybe you should have gone with Notes from the Underground, hmm? Okay, so, long story short, you find me unattainable. Fair enough. But you want to hide behind some fictional, chivalrous, self-denying buffoon to escape the fact that you're a simp? Longingly romanticizing me as some saint in order to seem civilized, am I right? You've put me right up on that pedestal. But it's just that I can see your male gaze. By that I mean I see your glances at my cleavage and the way your eyes wander up my thighs. Would you call those signs of nice thoughts? Yeah. Do that. Apologize to me. Be ashamed. That's good. It's healthy to know your place. It keeps you anchored in the real world. The real world. As cold and hostile as the angstiest of your nightmare scenarios. It's as bad as you ever imagined, isn't it? That's fine. Let them out for me. Admit to those cliches in your mind. Exactly. You will never have me. You're not worth this body. No. Take a tissue to wipe your face with, for fuck's sake. Your tears are disgusting. Jesus. Okay, see that? I brought you some stress relief, huh? A little bit of catharsis. Aren't I good at this? Doesn't it make you admire me? Sorry, but I'm not letting you off that easily. Let's get back to the subject at hand, shall we? What is it that you want to do to me when you look at me like that? Stop censoring yourself. Oh my god. Oh, what do you think this is? Some sterile clinic? You said. With a straight face, you said, have sex with me. Oh, what a fucking joke. Give me details. Use the words that make those fists tremble. Give it to me. I've heard worse. Worse than you could ever imagine, I assure you. Okay. That's better. Yes, much better. More concrete, you know? And which of my holes would you like to do that to? Come on now. You've got to have some imagination in that useless brain of yours. Ugh. Of course. I present you with the freedom to choose, and you pick the blandest, most formulaic answer in the entire book. Are you trying to make me dry up? Well, that's not that. I'd advise you to try it again and put some effort in. Okay. See, there's an improvement. My throat. You dream about taking my air away and making me tear up. You want me drooling for you, whimpering, begging, sobbing out pleas for mercy from getting skull fucked. You want the things Dostoevsky's characters dream about when the author moves our attention to someone else. That's good. Certainly better than those sad high school interpretations you gave me before. So, once you've attempted to make me choke on your cock, what do you do next? I have felt your eyes glued to my skirt every time you followed me into this room like a castrated dog. Is there some hidden desire behind that? Better than I expected. No sensual foreplay. No starting out slowly or checking on me. Loud smacks. And a wet, meaty cock demanding what it wants. Would you pull my hair? Would you slap my tits and abuse my body to get back at me for knowing who you are? You'd do all that, wouldn't you? It would bring out the layers of misogynistic hate that you feel the need to hide in public, right? I bet you'd even feel better about yourself afterwards. More like a man. Where would you come? Would you paint my red ass cheeks white? No. That wouldn't induce discomfort, would it? No, so you'd make me choke it down, gagging just on the edge of puking. And then you'd slap my pretty face for being too beautiful for someone like you to get near. You'd abuse and rape my holes because misogynistic violence is the only thing that could make you feel like more than an insect. Aren't I good at getting to the root of your problem? Your memory. It's rose-tainted, sweetheart. I mean, I thought that you'd at least be able to recall what I said less than 5 minutes ago. But let me remind you. You will never have me. I wish you could get that through your thick skull instead of getting caught up in your delusions, but alas, wishes are only wishes, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I let you try and fail yourself. I'm here to guide you to better insights, after all, and my methods are different, but they're efficient, even for hopeless cases like you. But the real work starts here. Are you ready?
Are you ready? Good. You can come in now.
Yeah, I know, right? 6 sessions. Just like the number of nights in this story. That's a new record.
Are you proud of me, sir?
Oh, I hope you don't mean that. You heard us from outside the door, right? A case like this does not call for compliments. Frankly, this man is some of the worst trash that we've had to deal with thus far, isn't he? Why don't we start showing him what it looks like when a man superior to him takes everything that he's ever desired and will never get... Ow! Yes, yes, sir. I've been bad. I've been really bad. Yes, I pretended to be smart again and tried using my brain to sound all academic. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Fuck. My pussy is so wet right now. You have no idea. Ah! No, 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 sir. I won't talk back. I swear. Yes. Yes, yes, sir. My place is on my knees. I promise. Please don't hurt my throat. Please, I'll be so good for you. Yes, sir, you fucking whore. I need to know my place, sir. I don't exist to make your cock feel good. I'm gonna be your dirty, nasty slut. Open up my holes for you to... No, sir, no. You're right, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve air. Yes, sir. Put on my face. Degrade me and hit me as much as you want. I'm just a cum whore. I'm just... No, I don't have a brain. I know. I only have a skull for you to fuck anytime that you want it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Misogyny turns me on. I want to get abused by a real man like you. I've been bad, so bad, reading about violent, toxic masculinity. I rub myself off between my appointments again. I'm sorry. You, sir. Yes. Only you get to abuse me. Yes, sir. Yes, I'm your rape slut, sir. Please treat me like a whore. Oh, you fucking see that, sweetheart, huh? That's reserved for a man with ambitions and intelligence. This was being done to your old crushes by men who are capable of making a girl wet, unlike you. This is what they went home and subjected themselves to so that they could forget your pathetic whining about your emotional needs. And this is what makes them feel like women again. Yes, sir. Break me, ruin me, and make the subhuman understand the things that he will never achieve in a million years. Fuck my throat till he's learned his fucking lesson. I'm sorry for breaking character like that. I know it's not my place. It's just, who's gonna teach him about the food chain, natural selection, and the fucking sexual market, sir? I mean, look at his shoulders, for fuck's sake. Not to mention his jawline. Well, his ludicrous way of fighting back his tears and. Yes, I went overboard again. I know. I should wait for the right moment to twist the knife. Just be reasonable, sir. Don't do anything extreme to my ass again, please. 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 It's really affecting my professionalism when I can't even sit down properly. Yes, on my hands and knees. On my hands and knees. I get it, sir. I get it. Just don't, please. Ah! Fuck! He didn't.
He doesn't give a fuck, does he? No. Because he's a man. Understand? He's someone worthy of raping this tight little asshole anytime he wants it. Ow. And this pain doesn't mean shit to him. You see how wet this is making me? Having an alpha male coming in here to teach you a lesson about how this girls you love. Are all turned into submissive cum sluts that you'll never ever get to punish. Sorry. I know I spoke out of line again. Please go slower. Please. Fuck, that hurt so bad. Just please, at least let me. Oh, yes. 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 Fuck. Fuck. It just hurts so bad. Please. Yes. Yes. My asshole's just overly for you to fuck, sir. As rough as you want. As rough as you. Ow. That'll teach him to fantasize about what's out of his reach. That fucking disgusting priest. Get it. Through your skull, simp. This body is not for you, nor is love. or any of that other pathetic shit that you want. Learn your lesson for once in your life. This man comes deep inside my... Yes, my throat is your cum dump. Make me a fucking whore. Make me... Did I do good, sir? Thank you. No, sir. I understand. My orgasms are important. I'll come later. Watch integrating porn like you told me. And I'll keep away from those essays about toxic masculinity, I swear. Reading isn't for women, after all. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me, sir. Sweetheart. Look at my face. This is the face of a slut. Remember that, because you'll never see it outside of porn again. Yeah, let it out. Just wipe the tears away. They really don't help your look. The world is a cruel place for losers, isn't it? It's good that you're realizing that. Thank you for helping me out again, sir. Did that give you a new perspective? I hope it did. Because if you ever want to live a productive life, you need to withhold yourself from unnatural desires. You know, unnatural for someone in your position within the sexual hierarchy. Wouldn't you agree? Splendid. Our time's up. Don't come back here again. I don't want you wasting my time anymore. You are not worth the money, I promise. Speaking of which, I'll send you an invoice for the last few sessions that we've had. Pay me on time this time. I'll get the hell out of my office, you subhuman.